The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruwa Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden. Amen. Rufa Shelema. Yosef Ben Sarah, Sarah Bat Rachel, Tenuk Ben Dina. Shaul Gabriel Chai Ben Sarah. Shlomo ben Miriam. Inna refer lahim. Inna refer lahim. Inna refer nefet hanefesh ufet haguf. Urfuatam. Kerubah lebo vechini rasum anuman. Amen. We start today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Rishon. Why did the first Mishnah? Hanoder mishobte Shabbat. Guy makes a neder against those that keep Shabbat. Neder. I'm not going to have ana'a from shobte Shabbat. Let's say from shomre Shabbat. Asur bi Israel, so he's asur to obviously have hana from Jews because Jews keep Shabbat. The asur bi kutim, and also kutim were converts also kept Shabbat. Me ochle shum, guy comes along and says, I'm making a neder against those that eat garlic on Friday night. The minhag of Israel was to eat garlic on Friday night. The Gemara b'Vekama Pebet says because they used to fulfill the mitzvah of onah, being with their wives on Friday night. And the garlic is merbe zera. And therefore, it was a minhag of Israel to have the garlic on Friday night. So it says, he's noder me'okhle shum. He's nodering himself from those that eat garlic. Asur bi Israel, again, he's asur to all Jews. Asur bi kutim. The kutim also, even though they were converts, used to follow this minhag, this halakha, they would eat garlic also. Me'ole Yerushalayim. If he makes a neder against those that go up to Yerushalayim on the regalim, asur bi Israel, again, because the Jewish people go up to Yerushalayim, umutar bi kutim. But the kutim are permissible to him because they do not go up to Yerushalayim, they go up to a different mountain called Har Gerizim, which means the kutim themselves, they weren't the best converts. They weren't really gere emet, according to one opinion. Some say they were considered gere arayot. They only converted because of fear of the lions that came to attack them. So therefore, they had still their old practices from when they were still goyim. So they used to go up to Har Gerizim. So therefore, if you make an edit against Leiru Shadayim, it doesn't include the kutim. So comes the Gemara and says, "My Shobte Shabbat." What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says Shobte Shabbat? Ilema mimekayime Shabbat. If it means to those that are shomrei Shabbat, like we learned, mekayim Shabbat means the shomrei Shabbat. My idea be kutim. Why did you only pick the kutim to include them? Afilu ovde kochavim nameh. Even goyim, which means let's say you have any goy that keeps Shabbat for that matter. Even though let's say goy is not allowed to keep Shabbat, but let's say you have a goy that keeps the Shabbat, he'll also be included in the neder. Why did you only include Yisraelim and kutim lechavra? If it's a shomer Shabbat, you have some goy that happens to keep Shabbat, he's also included in the neder. Why don't you just why are you saying that it only includes Yisraelim and Kutim? Ela mimitzuvim ala Shabbat. Means those that are commanded to keep the Shabbat. Oh, so who's commanded on Shabbat? Yisraelim and the Kutim also, because they have mitzvot. They're obligated. Iyache emasefa. If you learn the case in the Mishnah is talking about where the mitzuvim me'ole Yerushalayim asur b'yisrael mutar b'kutim amai v'hamitzuvim ninu. If you're talking about the case of mitzuvim, so kutim are also mitzuvim on going up to Yerushalayim. So why aren't the kutim included and then in the ole Yerushalayim neder? Ela amar abaye mitzuve ve'oseh ketani. We're talking about two things in the Mishnah. Who's mitzuve? Whoever's coming and they do it. So then already, betarte babe kamait, and the first two cases, meaning the case of Shabbat and eating the garlic, Yisrael v'kutim mitzuvin ve'osim, which means both the Jews, the mitzuveh and the kutim mitzuveh, and they both do the Shabbat and they both eat the garlic. Of the kochavim, ha'ud avde, those that keep Shabbat, osim ve'na mitzuvin. Yeah, they're keeping the Shabbat, but they're not mitzuveh. So if of the kochim are not going to be included. Or those that eat the garlic, they were doing it, but they're not obligated. Be'olei Yerushalayim, Yisrael mitzuvim ve'osim, kutim mitzuvim ve'enam osim. When it comes to going up to Yerushalayim, the Jews are mitzuvim, and they go up to Yerushalayim, they're osim, but the kutim, the mitzuvim ve'enam osim, therefore they're excluded from the. So basically the point of the Mishnah is, it's discussing mitzuvim ve'osim. Comes the next Mishnah, kunam, she'eni nehene lebnei Noah. Person is making a neder I do not want to have any hana'ah from Bnei Noah, right, from the descendants of Noah. Mutar bi Yisrael, it'll be permissible to Yisrael. The asur of the kohen, but it's asur to have any hana'ah from Goyim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Bi Yisrael min afik mechlal Bnei Noah. What do you mean? Why are the Jews not considered Bnei Noah? After all, we did descend from Shem. So therefore, why aren't we called also Bnei Noah? So it says, Kevan de'ichdash Avraham itkiru al Shem. Once already Avraham was sanctified and designated, we're not called Bnei Noah anymore. Now we're called Bnei Avraham. And therefore, that's not the way you refer to Bnei Yisrael. Even though you're right, genealogically we descend from Noah. But really, once Avraham came along, and it kadesh, we consider Bnei Avraham. So in Lashon Nidarim, you go after what the Lashon Bnei Adam. The Lashon of Bnei Noah is Goyim, not Yehudim. She'eni nene lezera Avraham. A person comes along and says, I'm not going to have any hana'ah from the descendants of Avraham. Asur b'Yisrael. So he's asur b'Yisrael, obviously. Ve'as mutar b'ovdech kochavim. But he's mutar to have hana'ah from Goyim. Oh, v'ika Yishmael. What do you mean? What about Ishmael? Ishmael is also considered Zera Avraham. It says, Ki be Yitzhak yikare lecha Zara ketiv. The Pasuk says that the Zera of Avraham is not from both children. The Zera of Avraham is through Yitzhak. It says, Be Yitzhak yikare lecha Zara. Through Yitzhak, you will have your Zera. So that when you say Zera Avraham, it's only through the line of Yitzhak Abinu and not through Yishmael. Yishmael is not considered Zera Avraham. Vayikah Esav. Okay, so if you're going to Yitzhak, so the Yitzhak had Esav. So therefore when a guy says Zera Avraham, Esav is Zera Avraham, so the Goyim should be included. It says, Be Yitzhak velo kol Yitzhak. When the Pasuk says, Ki Be Yitzhak, in Yitzhak you're going to have your descendants. Meaning not all of Yitzhak. Only Yaakov, but not the line of Esav. So therefore you see the line of Avraham is Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Avotenu Kedushim, and that's what this person makes in there, against Zera Avraham, he only means that line, and not coming to include the Goyim. She'eni Nehenem Yisrael. Okay, now we start the Mishnah, that's discussing a case where a person says, I am not going to have Hana'ah from Yisrael. He forbids himself. Okay, let's take a simple case, Reuven and Shimon. Okay, Reuven comes along and says, I'm not going to have hana'ah to anybody in Yisrael. Okay, but now I want to give it in the specifics so you can understand the scenario that comes out. So, any nene mi Yisrael, lokeyah biyoter. Now, this guy Reuven that made the nene, he wants to buy something from Shimon. Shimon's Jewish. But he forbid himself to have any hana'ah. So therefore, if he wants to buy something, he has to overpay. So by overpaying, I'm not having hana'ah. I got product. I pay the guy double the worth. So therefore, that's not considered hana'ah. I got overcharged. Umocher befachot. Similarly, if Reuven is selling something, he has to sell it under price, right? He has to sell it cheap, right? So therefore, he's not going to have hana'ah from a Yisrael. Right, so that's the law of when he says, Eni nehenim Yisrael. Next case. She Yisrael nehenin li. That's the case. He's forbidding himself to them. That means he's forbidding Yisrael to have hana'ah from him. Reverse case. And I was in that case. Lokeyah bifachot. So now already, when he buys, he has to buy cheap. This guy, Uvin, that made the neder. Because he's not allowing Shimon to have hana'ah from him. So if he wants to buy something, he's got to buy it cheap. So we don't want Shimon to have the hana'ah. Umocher biyoter. And when he sells something to Shimon, he's got to overcharge him. Because Shimon cannot have hana'ah. Now, who's going to do such a thing? So the Mishnah says, Ve'en shuv'im lo. The guy's not going to listen to him, obviously. Shimon is not bound by this neder. He'll go buy and sell somewhere else. But the Mishnah is just saying that it's not going to happen in such a case. Because you're going to say, well, who's going to do such a thing? You're right, En shuv'im lo. But hypothetically, this would be the deen. Okay? Correct. Comes the Mishnah continues. She'eni nehene lahen vehen lo yehene vehen li. If it goes both ways, I am forbidding myself to them, and they are forbidden to me. Now already he's associating Yisrael in both directions. So now the deen is yehene le'ovdei kochavim. So the only one that is able to have hana'ah from is goyim, because he forbade Jews in either direction. Okay, so those are the three cases of the Mishnah. So comes Gemara and says, let's look at the Ran. Lokeyach befachot umocher biyoter ve'en shumayim lo. Kelomar, אין לו תקנה לקח ולמכור לישראל, אלא אם כן יקח בפחות. When he was osed himself to all the other Jews, the only option is when he buys, he's got to buy cheap, because he doesn't want them to have an app. וימכור להם ביותר, כדי שלא ייהנו ממנו. Good. אבל אין שומעים לו בני אדם להפסיד ממונם. But nobody's going to listen to them to lose their money. Okay. ואיתה גרסה, אין סמה וגרסה, אי שומעים לו בחיריק. Some have it, e shum'im lo. Kelomar, im shum'im lo. Meaning, if they listen to him. And it's not saying, if you got a customer that's willing to, you know, overpay and get underpaid for his goods, e shum'im lo, fine, that's good. Aval belav achi, let the takana, but without that, there's no takana for this guy. Ve'afilu b'nechassim shekana la'had nedro, which is, this applies also, that also on property or assets he buys after he made his neder. You don't think it only means whatever he has in his possession is forbidden right now to Yisrael. Even stuff that he buys after the neder falls into the neder. Even though we have a rule that you can't be osed davar shelo ba le'olam, that didn't come to the world yet. That's specifically when you osed a specific item, keperot dekel, when you're osedding the perot of the tree when the perot didn't come out yet, or perot sha'atid dekel, or fruit that he's eventually going to buy. He says specifically, my assets are forbidden to you. That's a specific item. Or he says the exchange of these items, because he's putting a specific item. That's the key of it. Here, he's not saying a specific item. He's osering you to have hana'ah. So that's any item, whether I have the asset now, whether I acquire the asset later. Bottom line, it's included in the original neder called hana'ah. And that's there in the word. Hana'ah is there. Nimsas im yimkol le modrin nechassim shkana lachar mikan shaveh b'shaveh areu me'aneh otam nilka kasur. Good, if we sell stuff afterwards, it's going to be mehaneh, but if it's going to be asur. So basically, the Ran is just giving you a klal. You should know when a guy is mehaneh or said hana'ah in general, it doesn't mean only the stuff he has now. It means even the stuff that he acquires later. I davash lo ba'olam. No, you don't say davash lo ba'olam on an item that's a general neder, like neheneh. Good. Next, Ran. She'eni neheneh lahem ve'em lo yinuni. It makes both ways. I'm forbidding myself to have ana'ah from the Jews, and the Jews cannot have ana'ah from me. So the only one he can have ana'ah to is from the of the kavim. Katav araza da kamashvula dedo temakivan da'achi nadar iefshal lo la'amod benedro. You might, what's the hadush of that last case? You might think maybe the neder is not hal at all. Because how can he live like that? Well, he's limiting himself to only transact now with goyim. That's really difficult to only transact with goyim. So you might have thought that such a neder is not hal from the inception, because it's impossible. He might compare it like to a case where a guy says, I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. What do we say in that case? You give him malkut right away, and he can sleep right away. Because such a shivua you cannot fulfill. Even though it's a far-fetched thing to do, but there's a way out for the guy, therefore the neder is going to be hal. Okay, comes the Gemara, begins Amar Shemuel, Halokeya Kli Min Ha'uman De Bakero. Guy goes to the Uman, to the craftsman, and he takes a Kli, a vessel, the Bakero. He didn't buy it, he just wants to test it out. He wants to use it, see if he likes it. And if he likes it, then you know, he'll go and he'll buy it. What happened? It broke. He didn't borrow, but it's like borrowing. He took a keli zichuchit, a glass vessel. He was testing it out, whatever he was doing with it. It broke. Hayav. So now the one that was testing it out is going to be hayav to pay. Alma kasabar. What do we see over here? According to Shemuel, hana'at lokeyah hi. The hana'ah goes to the one that is buying. What is being said over here? So let's review just some of the laws of Hilchot Shomrim. We know that when a person, let's say, gives an object to somebody to watch, so that person is called a Shomer. So let's take a Shomer Hinam. Shomer Hinam is watching for nothing. So Shomer Hinam really is exempt for Geneva, Aveda, if the thing got stolen, if the thing got lost, he's off the hook. Why? Because I'm not getting any Hana'ah over here. The Hana'ah is really going to the owner. I'm doing you a favor over here. I'm not gaining anything over here. I'm watching it for free. You're getting free Shemirah. So therefore, the Chayuv is not on the Shomer. However, Shomer Sakhar, I'm getting paid. So now the obligation, there's more obligations on the Shomer now, because he's getting Hana'ah now. I'm getting a benefit. He's not Hayav on everything. It's Hayav on Geneva, be Hayav on Aveda. It won't be Hayav on, let's say, Ones and things like that. But that's Shomer Sakhar. But then you have a case of, let's say, a Shoel. What's a Shoel? Shoel is a borrower. Borrower, the owner has zero Hana'ah over here. And the one that's borrowing has all the Hana'ah. Which means I'm using the item, I'm not paying for it. The guy who owns it is getting nothing out of it. So therefore, since all the Hana'ah is going to the Shoel, so he's obligated in everything. Yes. Geneva, Aveda, Onsin, thing breaks by mistake, he has to pay. That's the din of a Shoel. So the rule is basically, whoever's getting the Hana'ah, he's responsible for the object. So this case over here, it says a din of a Shoel. So I come to the shopkeeper. Do me a favor. Can I take the? I want to take the glasses. I want the glass dish. I want to take it home. I want to try it. You didn't pay the guy for anything. You're not. He has no benefit from this over here. Okay, he made a price. Yeah, he made a price, a set price over here. But he can sell it maybe to someone else as well. He took it home. Now you already broke it. So the Gemara wants to say, according to Shmuel at least. The lokeas hayav. So the Gemara would say, "Lokeya kli mina uman dibaktru v'nei nas b'do hayav alma." Because what hanaat lokeyachi? You see why? In such a case, the hanaat goes to the lokeyah. Okay. So now comes the Gemara and says, "If that's the case, we have a question from our Mishnah." Tanan. Okay, we're going to start asking questions on Shmuel. That's the whole piece of the Gemara now, asking questions on Shmuel from our Mishnah. Inan, we learned in our Mishnah, She'eni nehene mi'Yisrael. Okay, that's the first case of our Mishnah. She'eni nehene mi'Yisrael. So we said, Mocher befachot. So what's the din? He's got to sell cheap. Why? Again, Reuven made the neder. I'm not having any Hana'ah from any Jew. Now the Uvain's got a product, he's selling it to Shimon, he's got to sell it cheap, so he doesn't get any Hana'ah. He's selling an item for $1,000, worth $1,000, he's taking $50. Mashal. So therefore, I didn't get any Hana'ah. Good. Aval, so we make a diyuk. Shave b'shave, lo. But an even sale, let's say I sold it for its value, so that's going to be asur. Because it only said mocher befachot. Ha shave b'shave asur. Now v'i hana'at lo keyachi. If you tell me that the hana'ah goes to the one that's buying, afilu shave b'shave, even shave b'shave should be okay. Which means, if you're telling me over here that when all things are even, the hana'ah goes to the lo keyach, goes to the one that buys. Yes. Just like Shmuel is saying, so therefore the Chaura, even when I sell for the value of what it is, the Chaura, who's getting the Hana'ah over here? The Lokeya. And therefore since the Lokeya's getting that, I'm not considered being there now. Which, why do I only have to take a loss? Yes. Even Shaveh b'Shaveh, what was Shmuel's deen? When a guy goes to the store and he borrows an item, and he takes an item on consumption, they set a price. So who's having the Hana'ah? The Lokeya has the Hana'ah. So therefore, similar over here, when he's buying, Shaveh b'Shaveh, the buyer's getting the Hana'ah. So the Charaat, the Mocher should be allowed to do such a thing, even if he made such a neder. So comes the Gemara and says, so the Gemara says, Matnitin bizbina dirameh al apeh. The case of the Mishnah is talking about with merchandise, that literally that's thrown on its face. Thrown on its face, which means that it's in low demand. You want to unload the items, which means you can't get rid of the items. Yes. And therefore, what? Since it's in low demand, that's why mocher befahot. Because if I'm going to be mocher this item, if I'm going to sell this item shaveh b'shaveh what it's worth, I'm getting an half from this over here. I can't sell this to anybody over here. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of it. So therefore, Shaveh b'shaveh is also considered a hana'ah for me. Uh-huh. So therefore, if I got to take a loss on the item, that's how you have to learn the nesha. Now let's read Ran simultaneously with this. So we turn the page. The Ran is on number Aleph Amud Bet. So I want to read, Ran, so we get the cases here. Matnitin, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Then matnitin bizbina derame al ape. I know it's something my case where the merchandise is on its face. Hilkach shaveh b'shaveh hana'at mocheri. Right, I can't find customers, so I'm to sell, to buy. Since nobody's jumping on this merchandise, matsuyu tamid lokeh, which means the lokeh has no hana. He can find this stuff anyway. If he wants to buy this stuff, it's very accessible. Okay, now continue. Udu Shmuel, Shmuel that said along hanaat lokeh. Bizbina harifa is talking about its high demand goods. Mishumachi hanaa lokeyachi shakol kofsin alav ve'en lemocher shum hanaa mechinato dal kol emat deba'e mizbina. Exactly, Shmuel's case where he said hanaa goes to the lokeh, the guy that's taking the glass dish home, that's a high demand item. The guy who gave it to him has no benefit from this over. He could have sold it to somebody else over here. So he now losing the fact that he can't sell the stuff. He gave it to this guy. He didn't get the money yet. So therefore, that's why Shmuel said that I go to the locale now. That's how we want to answer initially. That Al Mishnah is talking about Zvina Al Apeh, and Shmuel is talking about Zvina Harifa. Therefore, that's how we can reconcile. So comes the Gemara and says, wait, no good. Back to the Gemara. Two questions given us going to ask on this. Imken, back to the Gemara, Imken, Ema Resha. I'm going to bring you a question from the Resha. Okay, what was the case of the Resha? The case of the Resha is, we said that the Lokeyah Biyokir. In the Resha, there's two cases. There's the Mocher case, and then there's the Lokeah case. Let's review outside. What was the case in the Mishnah? The case was, a guy says, I'm not having any hana'ah from any Jews. Okay, good. So therefore we said, when you're going to buy, you got to buy expensive. Because you can't have any hana'ah. So it says, Ema Resha, Lokeah Biyoter. Now what's the question over there? The question is, why do you have to be Lokeah Biyoter? If you're telling me the item is an item that there's no demand, correct? So therefore, lechaora, it should even be okay, shaveh b'shaveh. Which is why you're telling me that I have to buy, Reuven has to overpay for the goods. Lechaora, it should be enough that this guy over here, the mocher, he's happy to unload the items. Right? Even shaveh b'shaveh should be okay. Because who's getting the hana'ah? The hana'ah is going to go to the one that's selling. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting hana'ah over here. So this item is low demand. I could have bought this item from anywhere. Yeah. This is not my hana'ah. This item is a low demand item. I could have got it from anywhere. The hana'ah is going to the mocher. So the hana'ah, even shaveh b'shaveh should be okay. Look at the Ran, Amud Bet. Imken, Ema Resha lokeh biyoter. Go to the Amud Bet, Laman Alf Amud Bet. Right where we went to Ran, Imken. Reshalu kabbitu vekevan disbina dirame al apeu. Did you tell me it's goods that you're trying to unload? Lama le likach biyoter. Why does he have to buy it? Expensive. Afil lokeh shaveh b'shaveh lo metane be'iyu klal. Ela mocher. The mocher, he unloaded his goods. Kevan disbina dirame al apeu. That's question number one. Go back to the Gemara. Ve'od. Question number two. Ema sefa. I'm going to bring you a question from the sefa. What was the sefa? The sefa was the case of where he, reverse, where he was osed himself to Israel. Okay? Ema sefa shi Israel nehenin li, right? He made a neder about that Israel's asut habana'ah to him. So we said, lokeach befachot, that's not where the question is. Umocher biyoter. So what do we say? I don't want Shimon, I'm selling Shimon Tavana'at to me. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Mocher biyoter. So if I'm selling Shimon goods, I got to overcharge him. Because Shimon's not allowed to have Hana for me. We agree. We learned in the Mishnah, no one's going to do such a thing. Because Shimon's not going to agree to such a thing. But if he agrees to such a thing, so then what? He has to overpay, so he does not have a Hana'a. Why? The ibis bina dirame al apeh. If we're talking about goods, right, that I'm trying to unload, afidu shaveh b'shaveh. Even shaveh b'shaveh should be okay, because who's getting the Hana'a in that case? Reuven's getting the Hana'a. Not Shimon, the seller's getting the Hana'a, because I unloaded the goods. So therefore, why does the Mishnah say in the Sefa that Reuven can only sell stuff overcharging it, so Shimon doesn't have Hana'a? If it's talking about stuff that's Lame Alape, even Shaveh B'Shaveh should be okay also, because I'm getting the Hana'a, because I was able to unload my goods. Okay. The guy who's buying it doesn't have Hana'a. He could have bought this from anywhere, this stuff. It's goods that are available.
Yeah?
That's the question of the Sefa. Go down back to the Ram. Right in the middle of that line where we left off, the od eva sefa hekad de asaran atol Yisrael. Right, he forbade, let's say Yisrael from his having an am. Tiktani mocher biyoter the is bin adrami alapeu. Feel shaveh b'shaveh. Telekana ale lokeiach klal el mocher. And as going to the mocher, so therefore the Gemara says you cannot establish the Mishnah b'rami alapeh because you'll have a question from case number one, and you'll have a case from the sefa as well. So comes the Gemara and says, fine. Sefa, bizbina harifa. Okay. I'll answer you. The Sefa is talking about zbina harifa. Goods that are in demand. Mm-hmm. Oh, so if the goods are in demand, now I understand why I have to sell it to him. I have to overcharge him. Because if I sell it to him, shaveh b'shaveh, oh, he's getting hana'a.
Yeah.
He's getting a pleasure, which means goods that are in demand, he's getting shaveh b'shaveh, and I goes to the lokeya. So therefore, it's talking about goods that are in demand, that's why I have to sell it to him, because at least I answered the sefa. I'll answer the resha, was talking about drame al-apeh, so therefore I'm able to work out the case of the Mishnah. Look at the Ran. Sefa bizbina harifa. Kilomar, Resha Ashmin Dina Dizbina Dirame Alape. The Resha is Dirame Alape, that's why that din makes sense. The Sefa Ashmin Dina Dizbina Harifa. Umiwakat, Ilomi Farka Kushan, Amai Resha Lokeyah Beyoter. You still didn't answer the question, which if it's still about Dirame Alape, which means in the Resha, why is it Lokeyah Beyoter? Because what's the question? In the Resha, what was the case? Reuven is asserting himself, what? That he cannot have Hana'a from Yisrael. He cannot have Hana'a. So he said when he goes to, and we're talking about it's the Me'al HaPeh. Stuff that he wants to unload. So therefore he's Lokeyach Beyoter. Why does he have to be Lokeyach Beyoter? If it's stuff that he wants to unload, even Shaveh B'Shaveh should be Asur. Because he's having an on that as well. So you didn't answer that question. By learning the Resha, you just answered in general. You answered one case, you answered the Mocher in the Resha, then you answered the Sefa as well, it's talking about Harifa, but you're still open-ended. So comes the Gemara and says, Iyache, back to Gemara, Iyache, Lokeyach befachot, afilu shaveh b'shaveh. Back to the Ran, Iyache, Lokeach befachot. You told me that what? That he has to buy befachot. Correct? You have to buy below cost. Why do you have to buy below cost? Afilu shaveh b'shaveh nameh. Even shaveh b'shaveh should be okay. Why? De'amar Shmuel dizbina harifa. Right? You're learning by Shmuel the way we're understanding him. On high demand goods, lokeach mitaneh. And the lokeya has the hana'a. Right? Because he has the hana'a from night. Velo mocher. And not the mocher. Mishtubaki, hayav, be'onsin. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, why did you tell me lokeya befachot in the sefa? You told me lokeya befachot. No. In the sefa case that you told me, lokeya befachot, because the case is talking about it's harifa. Why look here? Why only? Why if I'm Reuven, I'm buying for cheap,
yeah.
Right? Why are you saying I have to look out before I have to buy for cheap? Even Sheveh B'Sheveh should be the deen. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, I'm going to finally give you the answer. Matnitin Bizbina Mitzah Udishmu'ed Bizbina Harifa. Final answer. The whole Mishnah learned it Bizbina Mitzah. That means it's fair. Everybody's having hana'ah.
Yeah.
It's not an item that's in high demand. It's not an item that's in low demand. Regular market value stuff that's available, whatever it is, not more, not less. And then there's hana'ah both ways. Once there's hana'ah both ways, okay, then I understand. Then if I'm making, go through the cases of the Mishnah now. Desha, Reuven's or selling himself the hana'ah from any Jew. So therefore, when he's going to buy stuff, he has to overpay. And when he's selling stuff, he has to sell it cheap. Because he's not allowed to have an a'ah. And the sefa, the reverse case, where he was osetting everybody else to have an a'ah from him. So therefore, when he sells an item to them, he has to overcharge them. And when he buys something from them, he has to underpay them. Because that's a mitzah. There's an a'ah that goes both ways. And Shmuel's case was talking about bizbina harifa. Zbina harifa meaning it's high demand items. So therefore, when you go to the storekeeper, the shopkeeper, say, listen, I want to borrow, I want to, you know, take this glass home. They make a price. Listen, the glass is $100. Set price. Okay? He doesn't pay. I want to take it home. I want to use it. I want to try it out over there. The shopkeeper has zero hana over here. I could have sold this item to somebody else over here. This is in high demand. Now I'm giving it to this guy. So who's getting all the hana? The one that took it home. He's getting all the hana. Therefore, he's chayav be'onsi. Therefore, if it breaks, he's going to be chayav. That's because it's high demand items. There's no stida in Shmuel to the Mishnah. Now, really, this is a very easy answer, and the Gemara could have come to this answer right away. So the Ran deals with that. Look at the Ran. Matnitin bizbina mitzi'ah. Mitzi'ah means it's a fair, moderate item that, you know, not high demand, not low demand. With the Shmuel bizbina harifa, kolomad the bizbina mitzi'ah ikan at mocher velokayah. Exactly, both sides have an a. I get the product, he gets the money. ומשמעכי, כשאסר הנעת ישראל עליו לוקח ביותר מוכר בפחות, כאיכי דלא לתנא, וכשאסר הנעתו על ישראל לוקח בפחות מוכר ביותר, כאיכי דלא לתנא. הנה, זה מזמינה מציעה, כי מזמן לשווה בשווה תנאי ומתנא. Good. When you're selling an item that's a fair market value item that's available, so that's everybody has an on both sides. ונראה בעניי, דגמרה ודאי, קימו כמעט ניתים בזמינה דרמי על הפה, אינמי בזמינה חריפה מדי יתעי דמעט ניתים לטלן להוקמתה באחר. When the Gemara gave the original answers, the Gemara said of the Mishnah דמעט רמי בעפה. סיפה. Oh, we're talking about חריפה. חריפה, you have a question from the Rishah. The Gemara knew those questions. Those are inherent questions that you cannot establish the Mishnah like that. אלא לגילויי דיני קבעי. By establishing the Mishnah, at least temporarily, you bring out a lot of dinim from this. So we brought out a lot of, we clarified halachot. Now, number one, it taught us what? When you have product, that you, it's low demand, hana'at mocher velo lokeya. From there we learned that hana'at goes to the seller and not to the buyer. Vizbina harifa, and we also learned that zbina harifa, that on stuff that's high demand, avi hana'at lokeya. Because the mechir can sell it to anybody. This be not mitzi'ah na'at shenehem. V'an imidi, the Ran throws in another point there. Kishenim kar shaveh b'shaveh. Now that what we say in the case where it's mitzi'ah, where we say tana'at for both of them, that's when you're selling it for the price. Shaveh b'shaveh. Avad ikinim kar b'yoter. Now once already you start selling it for more, afilus bina harifa. Oh, even on zbina harifa, which is even on a high demand item, but if the seller sells it for more, hanat mocher, hadai. Because you're right, I can find customers, you know, all day long to buy this item, but I got a customer that he's paying more money, and that hana already turns back to the mocher. Now the opposite is v'chid nimkar b'fachot. Now if you're selling for cheap, afilu zbina dirame al apeh hanat lokeyah v'lo mocher. Correct, which means when it comes to the Rame ala peh stuff, right? If I'm selling this item for cheap, so the hana'ah is going to go to the mocher. even though I'm happy to get rid of it, but this guy over here, the Bukhir, he got a discount. He got a price. Hadinu Khaled Shmazrev, those are some of the laws that come out. So even when we say the dinim of Rami Alapeh and Harifa, it's talking about we're selling it for the regular price. But if it goes higher or lower, then the Hana reverses to either the Mukher or the Lokeya. Comes the Gemara now and says, Tanya Kevatid Shmuel. We're gonna prove Shmuel's deen. And what's Shmuel's deen? That when a guy goes to the shopkeeper and he takes from him, it's like on a consignment, you might call that, an item that's in high demand, so the hana'ah is all to the lokeyah, and therefore the deen is, if he breaks it, even be honest, he's going to be hayav. Halokeyah kelim in a tagar. Good. This is a case. Guy went to the tagar, to the salesman, or to the merchant, and he took kelim. The Shagaran the Bet Hamif. And his intention is going to send them to his in-laws as a gift. They accept it. I don't think they accept the gift. If they accept the gift, of course I'll pay you. If they don't accept it, I'm going to pay you, but for what's called Tovat Hana'a, for the pleasure that I get from this. How does he get pleasure? Just by the fact that he offered his in-laws a gift, even though they refuse it, but now already there's a value to that over there, because they know that he wanted to give a gift, and therefore he has a certain, there's a hana over there now. Now they owe him or whatever it is. So therefore he tells the merchant, if they take it, I'll pay you for the item. If they don't take it, I'll pay you, listen, he did give him the item to go offer it to them. Yeah. I'll pay you a tovatana. No, whatever hana that I get from the fact that now they owe me, a favor. Ne'insu ba'alicha. So what happened? On the way there to give it to his in-laws, what happened? Broke. Hayav. And that is going to be hayav. However, ba'hazara patur. But on the way back, he's patur. Why? Mipnei shehu kinoseh sachar. Because we understand, on the way there, where's the hana'ah? Hana'ah's lokeya. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to my in-laws, I'm using it, I'm having the hana'ah. The hana'ah's not to the mukhir. Masha'enkin, on the way back, when he's coming back, finish, the hana'ah's finished it. I'm not getting hana'ah, I'm not using it anymore. Now I'm coming to return it. So it says if it breaks on the way back, so then already he's going to be patut, because now he's already considered not a shu'el anymore. Shu'el means I'm borrowing the item and I'm using the item. On the way back, I'm not using the item anymore. I'm finished with the item. The item is not, they refuse it. I'm going to return it. So if on the way back, the deen is, if it breaks, he's going to be patur. Look at the Ran, third line. Look at the Ran. V'im lav, ani noten leka lefi tovat hana'ah shebehen. Kelomar, lefi ma shenehneti, b'ma sheyaziku li tova. Because they're going to owe me. The in-laws are going to owe him. Why? When they see what a good son-in-law is, he's giving them gifts and things like that. Ne'enas ba'alicha hayav. Why ba'alicha hayav? Lefi shekol hana'ah shelo. V'ayinu si'atah de Shmuel. That's the idea right away to Shmuel. So when you take an item from the shopkeeper, the hana'ah is yours. So therefore, you're going to be hayav. U'b'hazara patur. Why? If they should get noseh sachar. V'noseh sachar patur la'onsim. What's noseh sachar mean? Let's say you hire me to watch something for you. You're paying me. That's called a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is patur on ones. But no, that on the way back, he's like a noseh sachar. But if let's say it gets stolen or it gets lost, it's going to be hayav. Because we have a rule. It's an interesting rule. Shekol shoel le'achar shekalu yemesh she'elato na'aseh shomer sachar. Rule, any guy that borrows an item, after the term of his borrowing ends, he turns automatically into a shomer sakar. Now, the dinim change, obviously. Because shomer shoel is hayav even on onsim. He's hayav even on something honest, thing broke by mistake. Once you turn into a shomer sakar, now he's not hayav anymore on onsim. That's the law. So the same thing over here. The guy on the way there, he's considered like a shoel, because he's using the item. Once he's finished, the in-laws refused it, he's bringing it back. Now he turns into a shomer sachar. If it breaks, it'll be patur. Now the owner is having hana'ah now. Umukach la'atam mehak b'raita dekevat b'alichah u'shoel b'chazara mi'anihi de lo avi shoel shomer sachar aveh. Good. That's what Ayah for Shemuel. Next case. Hahu Safsira. Safsira we call a middleman. The Shakal Hamra Lizbune. What did he do? He bought a Hamor in order to sell it. He goes and buys a Hamor and wants to make a profit. She's going to go sell it to somebody else for a higher price. The law is ban. He wasn't able to sell it. So the rule is now you want to return it to the guy, like a consignment case, exactly. So it says, Bade dadar, itnis hamra. On the way back to return it to him, the thing, the hamor died. Haybir of Nahman the Shilume. That I made him hayaf to pay. And we don't understand this. I understood on the way out, when he was going to try to sell it, it's on the consignor, the one that has the item, he has to pay, because he's having the hana'ah now. Mashaykh on the way back, l'chaura, he should be patur from onsin. Why did Rav Nachman make him a chayav? So the Gemara asked the question, Eti be Rav Nachman ne'insu ba'adika chayav, b'chazinato patur, we just learned that Rav Hazara ye patur. Amar le, hazarad de safsira holakahi. The guy that has the item on consignment, it's never considered hazara. You know why? The ilu mashkach lizbune. If he finds a customer, afilu ababad de bete, even when he's knocking on the door of the owner of the hamor, milu mizbine. He's going to sell. Which is a salesman, is a salesman. Which means, therefore, even on the way back, it's not considered. It's not like the case of the in-laws where it's in. He's returned the item. He's not going to sell the kelim. But this guy is looking for a customer. He could be knocking on the door of the guy to return it, and also the guy goes, "Hey, that hamor, what are you doing with that? Oh, I want to sell it." So therefore, the hanaz still to the safsirat, to the middleman. Therefore, it's going to be hayab ben beholacha ben behazara. Mishnah. Kunam she'ani nehene la'arelim. Okay, guy makes a neder. I am not going to have ana'ah from people that are arelim. Literally, arel is somebody that's uncircumcised. Mutar ba'arele Yisrael. He's permissible to have ana'ah to uncircumcised Jews. Because bottom line, a Jew is not called an arel. Arel is a term, that's another way of saying a goy. And therefore, ve'asur b'mule ovdei kochavim. And it'll be forbidden to goyim, even if they are circumcised. Because lema'aseh, a goy is called an arel, even if he has a brit milah. And a Jew is not called an arel, even if he is uncircumcised. Okay, that's the deen. Look at the Ran. She'ani nehne la'arelim. She'en ha'orla kiruya ela l'shem ovdei kochavim. Dechulu afilu molim. Even if the goy is circumcised, mikri alelim. כדכתיב, כי כל הגויים הערלים. עוד גויים הערלים. אף על גב, דעיף בהום נולים. There are some גויים that are circumcised, but still what does the pasuk call them? כי כל הגויים הערלים. I believe, כל הגויים הערלים? Yeah, they're all ערלים. I believe, what about the guy that's circumcised? He's considered an ערל, in terminology. And therefore, if a guy says, אני נהנה מערלים, it means אני נהנה מגויים. Now, שאני נהנה למולים, the verse, okay, I'm not going to have hana'ah from circumcised people. Asur ba'arele Yisrael. He'll be asur again, even from the uncircumcised Jews, because Jews are called molim, because they circumcise themselves. Umutar b'mole ovdei kochavim. But he's permissible on the circumcised goyim, because circumcised goyim are not called molim. They're considered again, arelim. Again, she'en ha'orla kiruya Ela leshem ovdei kochavim. Rule. Goyim are called arelim regardless. Now we have to bring a push. Ne'emar. Ki chol ha-goyim arelim. All the goyim are arelim. Vechol bet Yisrael arele lev. Which is the Jews are considered arele lev. They have maybe a stoutness of the heart. Right? But the goyim are arelim mamash. Right? Even if the circumstances are considered arelim. So that's just Ve'omer. Now the Gemara gives another pasuk. Now what do I need another pasuk to prove this point for? Because you might think that maybe when it says that all the Jews are arele lev, it means the goyim, when it says they're arelim, also it means they're arele lev. How do you know that the goy, even if he is circumcised, he's considered arel? So it says Ve'omer. V'haya pilishti arel hazeh. Remember when David HaMelech was going after Goliath. Yes. So it says, "Vaya pilishti he arel," as he calls him an arel. Now, how does he know if he was circumcised or not? You don't have Goliath was circumcised. He didn't check. And still he calls him an Arel. So you see what? That even a goy that's circumcised, you call him Arel. Because he didn't check that out. But maybe you're going to come and tell me, I need another pasuk. Ve'omer, the majority of the goyim are uncircumcised. So that's why he called him Arel. Ve'omer, pen tismachna benot pelishtim, pen ta'alozna benot ha'arelim. They're already, it's referring to all the goyim. Benot ha'arelim. Now, it's possible you'll have one or two guys that are circumcised, but to say that they were all circumcised? No. Circumcised. Ela, you see what? Still, even though you have some of them that are circumcised, let's say, it's still calling them benot ha'arelim. To show you what? That regardless whether they're circumcised or not, the goy is called an arel. Now let's read that in the Ram. Again, the Ram is going to teach us what you need three pesukim for. Start the Ram. Ve'omer. Ve'yapilishti arel. Kedomar. Ti'im mikra kama. If you're just relying on the first pesuk. Ika ledechu yedechi kamar kodaguim arelim. Arele lev ka'amar. It means they're like Jewish people. They have arelut in their heart. Ve'ayinu de kamar sefad dekla dechot beit Yisrael arele lev. Kimotam, the Jews are like the goyim that arele lev. Mishumachi amar ve'omer ve'yapilishti arel asid deka kari le David arel. Af agav de'lo yada inolad kishu mahul. Even though maybe he was Mahul. We don't know if Goliath was born Mahul. So maybe he was Mahul, and still he's calling him an Arel. There's your proof. Well, that's far-fetched. To say that he was born Mahul, maybe he was called an Arel, because he indeed was an Arel. Which means, maybe one guy is far-fetched to say he was born Mahul, but in a whole nation, it's got to be one or two guys that were born Mahul. And what is the Pasuk saying? They're Arelim. So what do you see over here? That a goy, even if he's circumcised, is considered Arel. Understand the three Pasukim over here. So therefore, when a guy comes along the Ma'aseh and says, Aneni Oser Ana'ah from Arelim, that means goyim. Yes. Okay, even if the goy is circumcised, he's called an Arel. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Al-Hazam bin Azariah Omer, Me'usai Orla. The Orla, the foreskin that's on the Milah, this Orla is Ma'us, disgusting. Shinidganu bar Rishaim. You see the Rishaim, the goyim, they're, it's a derogatory thing we say about them that they have this Orla. Shine'emar ki chol goyim Arelim. See, that's the way we refer to them through the Orla. Yeah. So you see, Avi, that foreskin is considered davar miguneh. Rabbi Ishmael omer gedola mila, the mitzvah mila is so great. Shenichretu alea shelosh esre beritot. 13 covenants were said. If you open up the parasha of mila, it says the word berit, or beriti, 13 times. So you see, God made a covenant with Avraham Avinu 13 times on the Brit Milah. Rabbi Yosef omer gedola milah sheduchat Shabbat hamura. Shabbat is very hamura. But what? Still, bayom hashemini yimod besar orlato. What do we learn from there? That if the milah is on Shabbat, milah bismana, it's duchat Shabbat. So you see, milah is very great. It even overrides Shabbat hamura. Rabbi Yosef omer gedola milah shelo nitla lo lemoshe tzadik alea. That God did not suspend the punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu even a small moment. Why? We're going to learn in the Gemara, in tomorrow's Gemara, that when he went to Mislayim, so his son needed to be circumcised, and he delayed the circumcision. And once he delayed the circumcision, even for a small moment, the punishment came immediately. So you see, God did not suspend the punishment. Even Kamnon Imai punished him right away for delaying the Brit Milah. We'll see that story. Rabbi Nehemia Omer, Gedola Mila Shedoha Et Negaim. Correct. The law is that you have a nega, let's say. Somebody has a nega on the Milah itself. Torah says you're not allowed to take off a nega. Shamer Ben Nega Sarat. You're not allowed to cut off a nega. However, if the nega is in the place of the Brit Milah, the law is you cut the Milah with the nega off. So you see what gedola milah, that even goes against the law of negaim. Right? Rashi, Aran, Dechtiv, Yimol, Besar, Orlato. What do we learn from that pasuk? Yimol v'afilu yesh sham baheret yakutz. Even if there's a baheret over there, you're cut. The bi omer gedola mila shekol mitzvot she'asa Avraham Avinu lo nikra shalem ad shemal. Avraham Avinu was not called shalem, complete, until he actually circumcised. Shneimar hitalech lefanai veheyet tamim. God tells Avraham before the mila, walk in front of me and be tamim, be shalem. And then he tells him, do the brit. So therefore you see the brit mila brought the shalemu to Avraham Avinu. Ran. Lo nikla shalem ad shemal. Dekshisiva wa'ala mila amalok dos baruku italech vare veye tamim. Good. Dabar acher, gedola mila, shil malehi. If it wasn't for the zikut of the brit mila, lo bara kadosh baruku et olamo. God would not have created the world. The world exists in the zikut of the mila. Shneemar, ko amar Hashem, im lo biriti, yomam v'alayla, o ko chamayim v'ares, lo samti. So in this case, they're considering biriti. They're referring it to the brit mila now. Biriti yomam v'alayla. Now, even though, let's say, the biriti is really not yomam v'alayla, so you have to say one of two things. Either it's going according to the opinion that says that mila is kasher b'alayla, you could do a brit mila b'alayla, therefore briti yomam v'alayla, or the mitzvah ma'asi is bayom, and the mitzvah kiyumi is b'alayla, which means a person has a mila on him 24 hours a day. So he's not fulfilling an active mitzvah, but he's mekayeming the mitzvah, just having the mila. So it's a brit mila, it's on the person all day, yomam v'alayla. So therefore it says, or kot shemayim v'alayla, or something, the laws of nature would not have been put into place, which means the world would not have existed. Now, the Ran over here has a different girsa in the Mishnah. We'll read the last Ran. The last Ran says, "Shehi shikula k'neg kol ha'mitzvot shebatorah." We don't have the Ran Mishnah. But the Ran's girsa was that the mitzvah milah is so great, it's analogous, or it weighs the same amount as the rest of the mitzvot in the Torah.
Yeah.
How do we know that? The answer is Shnei Emar. Hine dama berit. It says in the Torah the words dama berit. Now, v'al fagav da'ay dam, lav dam milahu. Ela korban. That dam berit pasuk is really not referring to dam berit mila. It's referring to dam of the korban. Since the whole Torah itself is referred to as a brit, right? The Torah always is referred to the covenant. And by brit mila also it's used the word brit. Mitzvatash shikula keneged kol mitzvot. So it's like you have brit by brit mila, and you have brit of the whole Torah itself. And we have a pasuk that comes along and says, "Hine dama berit." That's how you know. You see, that it's referring to the dama berit itself. It's a remez to the mila itself, and the Torah is called the covenant of the whole Torah. Therefore, you see, shikula mila keneged. Call them mitzvot. In any event, like I said, that's the gersa of the Ran. The Tosfot also has the same gersa. Baruch Hanu Ad Olam. Amen. Amen.